This brings us to the philosophy and the central teaching of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in outline. It is a philosophy and it is also a method of practice. It is a great Upanishad. The secret of life is revealed in it in the various stages. It is a great meditation by itself. And it is an exposition of the internal meaning of the Veda. It is a real Vedanta. The other Upanishads are expository in their nature. In fact, you will find that what is in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is all in all. Yadi haste tadanyatra, yanne haste na tat kvachito. You may say this in respect of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also. What is here is elsewhere, and what is not here is not anywhere. So, any other Upanishad is more elucidatory and explanatory. The principal themes of all other Upanishads will be one or the other point which is stressed in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This is the foundation of India's culture, we may say, in one sense, which points out that life is to be envisaged as a completeness and never in its partial aspect. The great message of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in every one of its passages is that our sorrows are due to partial vision of things. And we cannot be happy as long as we are unable to entertain a total vision of anything. When we look at an object, we have only a partial vision of that object. When we look at our own selves, we too have a partial vision about our own selves. When we look at the world astronomically or physically or biologically or chemically, even then we do not have a complete view of things. The Upanishad tells us that that everything has an external character, an internal nature and a transcendent reality. None of these can be ignored in the evaluation of that nothing. When you ignore any aspects, then it cannot be called an insight into the nature of things. So the plumbing into the reality of any object would be to enter into the basic reality of it, so that you will realize in the end that the reality of anything is the reality of everything. If you know one thing, you have known everything. And you cannot know any single finite object in this world ultimately in its essence, unless you know the whole of creation. So there is no such thing as real knowledge which is partial. Any real knowledge is complete. It is integral. It is totality of experience. And knowledge is experience. This is another point that is emphasized in the Upanishad. One of the points is that knowledge is complete and cannot be partial. The other aspect is knowledge is not information. It is not a function of the intellect. It is not a ratiocination of your understanding. It is direct experience. Knowledge and experience are identical. That which has not become part of your being cannot be called your knowledge. So, knowledge is being. This is the final message of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Hari Om Tatsat. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti.